pledges of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Everybody is here. Citizen input is next. So if anybody here would like to address the council on council business, raise your hand, acknowledge you, and you have up to 5 minutes to address the council. Okay, since there's, let me see, pull this down over here. Okay, no citizen input. Approval of agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Make that motion.
Ken Johnson? Charles, second. Any discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it is inappropriate at this time to discuss 4.2 under current business AC/DC contract. That is a fiscal item for 2011 and should be included in our budget discussions. And I don't know why we're pulling this one item out and talking about it and trying to approve it before we even see our forecast or how it fits into to our budget for 2011.
I believe the contract for that is from July to July of that. I believe it's already been in the budget for last year.
Yeah.
Those were appropriated in last year's budget.
For this year.
For this year. So if the contract is approved tonight, and my understanding is AC/DC will bill for the per capita share for the amounts that's already been approved in the budget for this year.
Am I right? That's right. We received a telephone call from AC/DC asking if we, like all the cities are receiving now, if the city of Othello would consider the contract.
Okay, well, that's not what it said in our in the literature they gave us. It said it's for 2011, and we're forecasting an increase of population in 2011, and we're going to give them more.
And that's true. That's based on our current population that did go up.
So is this not 2011 funds we're talking about?
Yes.
Which will be budgeted in 2000 for now for 2011.
That's true.
Well, then my original statement stands. I think it's inappropriate to single this out and talk about it before we include it with the other 5,000 things that we're looking to approve in our budget process.
It's appropriate if the rest of the council agrees and wants to move it into the budget. Then how do you want to hear?
Okay,
council?
For the council, the motion has been made and seconded to approve this with this item in it. If you agree with me, just vote no. We'll remake the motion with that item removed to approve the agenda. That's the administrative part of it.
Well, I guess I got a question. So the money is in the budget right now.
For 2011, it will be in the budget for your approval. So it's in the budget for 2010, but not 2011.
But we allocate it every year.
Yes.
For the same amount.
Well, for the past 3 years, ACDC has been in existence.
Are we on a timeline to get this thing done, like today, tomorrow, next year?
No, there's no deadline we have to have in mind.
And even if we take it out, does it make all is it going to change next meeting, or is it going to change the meeting after that? I mean, is this something that's just in stone and it just is repetitious every single year?
Right, but ACDC has to have their budget into the state.
So they do.
Yeah, but I don't know what that date is. It's this fall, I know that.
I mean, I'm not opposed to once in a while agreeing with Mark, but I got to see the reason behind it. You know, if it's not going to change, I have a tough time with it.
I don't think it's going to change anything if we postpone.
That's my point.
So do I need a second, Jim? Is that what I need here? For
no.
Mark? No?
No, Mark did not make a motion. Mark merely proposed a method of voting to accomplish, I believe, where he wishes to go.
Can I make one more comment?
Sure.
Well, if this is July to July, would a portion of that be in our 2010 budget and the other portion be 2011?
We have, the contract is one set of dates, our budget is another set. We have budgeted through 2010 to pay ACDC. The contract really expired in July, but we budgeted for the rest of this year. So you're half right there, but there are two different set of standards. One is a calendar year, which is our budget, the other is a contract timeline. And we can do the contract whenever the council desires. But ACDC has a requirement to get their budget into the state, and I believe it's by October. I'd have to check that.
But the point is that when we set all the numbers before us, if we vote on this tonight, this is locked in for the budget. If we get the budget and say we don't have the income that we expect and we need to cut everything, that won't be an option for ACDC because we're tying into that number tonight. And I don't believe that's correct.
Isn't our budget meeting within the next 30 days?
No. They're all through October.
Yeah, we don't approve a budget till November. I just don't know why we get out of sync with these things, why we lock in early. It doesn't make sense to me. It should be, I mean, somebody could come up with anything for, they want a new copy machine. Let's vote on a new copy machine for 2011. You know, why? Let's go through the budget process. That's what it's for.
You might compare it to the 2% monies that the finance director sends out to his call in September. Then the committee meets, they make a recommendation to the council, and the council approves or doesn't approve whatever the 2% monies are before we adopt the budget. It's in the budget. It's similar to that.
But it's part of the budget process. I mean, you're locking in numbers before you approve the budget because you've got a written budget, but you don't lock in 2 months early.
But there are a lot of things that we budget for that carry over. The line item things could change. There are contracts that we've committed to that last more than 1 year that lock in. That's why there's only a certain percentage of the budget that's discretionary. The council can even play with. The rest is locked in already anyway.
I agree with that, but a small extent. We can play with about anything, except for some of the standalone funds. I mean, we could tell ACDC we're going to give them $2,000. We're not going to give you three or whatever the 50 cents per thing is.
You could.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's depending on how the budget plays out and we look at the whole, all the numbers, we can make that decision. If we lock in tonight, we can't make that decision.
I've got a question. Do we have to have the contract approved in order for them to get their 2010 monies?
They've got their 2010
really
monies.
The question you're asking is, if Othello dropped out of ACDC, they still get the money?
Well, no, what I'm asking is if we elected to hold off on this and not do it until through the budgeting process, do we have to have the contract in place in order for them to get the monies that are already in the 2010 budget, or can we hold off and say, find out when they need the numbers by?
What ACDC would do is say a report to the state would not include Othello if we went past, say, the end of October time frame. It just wouldn't include us, and they would, if we voted on the budget at the end of November, then they would add us to their list of membership.
But that would greatly affect the ACDC's on the reimbursements from the state, too.
Could you do this? Could you approve that contract and only pay them the 2010 monies?
I think they already have the 2010 monies.
You're right.
Yeah, we paid them.
The 2010 isn't the question.
Yeah,
it's a 2011.
They just need the commitment so they can.
Right. So they can.
Is there any way we could find out when that date is that they need that by so that we could?
Yes.
Buy it?
And I apologize.
We can go through some of our budget process.
I couldn't get Roger Proof here tonight. He would have had the answer. He's had a death in the family.
No.
Taking him away.
There is a couple contracts that we do pay quarterly. Mm-hmm. Could this be one that we pay twice a year?
Mm-hmm.
First 6 months out of the year, then at the beginning of the budget cycle at the beginning of the year.
That's true.
To me, if you approve it in the budget cycle in as late as December, on January 1st, they can give you the bill to pay them.
Unless the contract says it's paid quarterly or paid
right.
biannually. Or
yeah, I don't know why you
depends
do that.
Depends on the terms of the contract.
Right.
So do I have a consensus to remove?
Wait.
Or what?
You have a motion there on the floor to approve the agenda.
Okay. So do I hear him?
He doesn't have a second.
What was that mean?
Yeah, you said
to approve. So if you want to postpone.
If we want to postpone, we can vote no.
If you want to talk about ACDC tonight, vote yes. If you don't, vote no if you want to postpone. Is that fit, Mark? Is that basically?
That's my understanding of how the process works. Okay.
Any more discussion?
No.
We'll talk about it later. It comes off the agenda tonight.
Just pull it out of the agenda. Okay.
Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Ken Johnson said aye. Opposed, the same?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. And I'll rephrase. Get that up there. Okay, all in favor of the approval of the agenda minus 4.2 ACDC contract, addendum number 2. Do I have a motion for that?
I so move.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same?
Aye.
Okay, Ken Johnson. Okay, thank you. All right. Consent agenda. Do I hear a motion on that?
Second.
Ken Kaler and Mark Snyder, second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. Okay. Let me get down here. Come on. Okay, we'll have to have Charles leave the room because he has an interest in this. Okay, get that up. I guess. Okay. Eamon, who's talking about this?
Carlos Garcia had a 25-year contract with the city for water services outside the city limits. This was started in 1984. That was completed, and a year ago, Mr. Garcia Carlos asked for a year extension, which the council granted. Now, remember, water service outside the city is 1.5 times our normal in-city rate. In discussions with Mr. Garcia as recently as last Friday, he indicated that he would like a 5-year extension, and his rationale for that was that because the city has obtained some grant funds for providing water and sewer services, the engineering for that to all of that southern area, that we would probably, in his words, annex to the city in the near future. So why would he put himself on a well and then get off the well and remain on city services? So with that in mind, Mr. Garcia Carlos has asked for a second amendment to the contract that was established in 1984, extending the contract for 5 years until October 1st, 2015. So again, question to the council is, will you approve a second amendment to the contract for Mr. Garcia?
Questions? Mark?
Where is this residence actually at?
This is in the industrial area. If you were to take Broadway South under the overpass, the first right, I don't know the name of the street, first right,
Moon Street.
Moon, thank you. go across the railroad tracks, and it's the first business on the left.
And they don't have city water?
They do. They currently have city
water. But
they're out of city limits.
On the wrong side of the track? Is he the only one out there?
Pardon me?
Is he the only one out there along Moon?
As far as I know, yes.
Well, he's the only one that has the water, but there's other places out there.
Right, okay.
What about Yellow Camp? Is that on a well?
I don't know.
It's not on city water.
You didn't know what Yellow Camp is?
It's not on city water.
It's not on city water? Okay. Your junkyard?
It's the brand new building, the new business that Mr. Garcia built a couple years ago. Again, first on the left after the railroad tracks. Big, nice facility. Two-story.
And you will continue to pay the out of city water?
Yes, that's an agreement, yes.
So is he still getting water at his old building also?
As far as I know, yes, they have not turned that off yet. It still uses a temporary or as a minor operation over there, and they have a restroom over there.
I'd move to approve the Second Amendment with Mr. Garcia.
Second. Okay.
Gina, second. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay. Bring Charles in then.
Thank you.
Okay, let me see. Gotta go past that one. Go to this one. Uh-oh, what happened? Must be a big one.
Flip mine off too.
Yours went off too? Oh, there goes mine. Okay.
That was weird.
Yours do a weird thing?
Went back to it.
Okay. Am I in the right one? Nope, I'm not.
Must have been a blip.
Just a second here, I get my computer where it needs to be. What happened?
Can you X out of that? Or
there's no X there.
Does that get you out of everything?
Yep, that'll shut me down. Do you have a...
Yeah, it's right. We're at 4.3.
Three. Resolution to create a GO Bond Main Street Debt Service Fund. Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. I forgot to bring my hard copy, so it's a good thing we have this overhead. Creating this fund will establish a GO on Main Street Project 2010, Fund 225, as a fund to account for receipts and disbursements related to the debt service over the 25-year life of the Main Street Project bonds. The state of Washington classifies funds, and there are certain requirements, and this is one of them. We have to establish a fund to pay the debt service. Staff recommends council approval to create a new debt service fund for the 2010 Main Street Project bond. Are there any questions?
Questions? Okay, tear that up so I can say what it's supposed to be. Mine's not coming up.
I move to approve the resolution establishing the GO Bond Main Street
it's over there.
2010 Fund 225.
Second.
Second. Who was second? Dan, you got second? Okay, Mark first. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes then. Next one.
What is the next one?
Stormwater Latecomers Agreement.
Heyman? Maybe I'll just shut down and start over. Can't get the X to come up to get rid of that.
At our last meeting, the City Council workshop, we discussed the stormwater issue relative to drainage on the 7th Avenue
South 7th Avenue area. Tonight, the decision for the council is, do you want to direct the mayor to establish an ordinance which would create a latecomer agreement with the abutting property owners to the piece of the pipe on Columbia Street that the city would install? We talked last time about the material for about $26,000. Physical labor part is about $10,000. So tonight, if you're in agreement with the project, that Mr. Olson would run from the retention bond south on 7th, the city would connect from 3rd to 7th, and this is the part that would be about $36,000 to $40,000. All the abutting property owners here would then eventually be responsible for repayment of that $36,000 to $40,000 plus interest to the city. There is no termination of that agreement. It's just perpetual into the future. So our next step would be to have a public hearing, notify the property owner of a public hearing, ordinance adoption, and then we're done. So tonight we're asking that you direct the mayor to put the ordinance together and conduct the process.
Questions? Mark?
Those property owners are already on the hook to pay us back for the water line along 26, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Remember when we put that down here? That's the one you're talking about? Yes.
And I just think of the guy that did the propane gas out on Broadway, that he was surprised, almost being shocked when he bought that property, went to develop it, he found out there were these fees attached to it. So I don't know what kind of dollars, but I hope, you know, we alert these people and what's coming when they buy that property for development, and that it doesn't hinder development.
Then this would be recorded, so anybody buying property, the current property owner would know about it. Anybody buying would find it out through the property acquisition process. In fact, the current property owners would have an opportunity to tell you to vote no on it because they don't want to pay that. That would be the public hearing from the council.
What about all this stuff east of there? Up to 14th.
This way?
Yeah. Going up to 14th.
Mr. Bloom is here from Northwest Engineering. You want to speak to that, Bill?
Philip Bloom from Northwest Engineering. Was this like, he couldn't be here tonight. I think he's getting ready for the fair. anyway, the portion east of 7th Avenue, Pete Olson will be building this portion of the pipeline from here down to Columbia. The typical scenario is, again, the reimbursement, that's an offsite improvement to his development, and the reimbursement schedule would be set up as part of the development of that project. And if anybody develops along that within 15 years, they'd have to pay the prorated share of those costs back. And that's within the state parameters and state regulations relating to that. He's prepared to go ahead and build that portion of it. I think if you've been out there in the Sagestone project, it's a good project that continues to develop even during the recession. And he's anxious to move ahead with Sagestone 6, which we've already started to, I believe it's already done some earth moving on. We got contracts approved last week, so he'll be moving ahead with the construction of 6 and 7.
I think Dan's question might have been, as I understood, Gemstone develops out there. What is their status on tying into all that and their stormwater going?
The portion of Gemstone that you see right on the map there right now is the existing platted portion of Sagestone 5. And that is already piped across Gemstone and drains down to this to the retention pond that overflows to an existing ditch there if the stormwater is high enough to require that, and drains along the wasteway and the existing ditch that's there. So Sagestone 5, 6, and 7 will all be connected to this system going gets there. And that piping or development of those systems are part of the plans of those projects. The lower portion down here will depend on the development of the area, but I guess my assumption is the pipe along Columbia will be large enough to handle all of that stormwater to the east, at least put over to 14th. Does that answer the question?
I think we were thinking that dark spot to the right was actually the road, and we're still in the middle of the field.
This is the existing gemstone in Sagestone 5, and all of this is already developed.
Gotcha.
Sagestone 5 goes up to about here, and this, I think, was 3 and 4 up here. 5 is in this area. 6 and 7 extend all the way over to 14.
The part of the Olson project goes all the way to 14?
Yeah, Sagestone 6 goes about half the way over from 5, from, what is this here?
10.
From 10. Sagestone 6 goes about halfway over. 7 plat is just in the final preliminary plat approval process. That should be completed within 30 days. Pete's intent is to build 6, and as long as demand is there, to just move right into Sagestone 7, which will actually connect Gemstone to 14.
So, well, in between his property, if he extends it out to 14th and the water tower or the school, is somebody else's development.
To the north and the east.
I guess we're curious how that.
The Sagestone 5 project is the previous.
And Greer.
It's Ed Greer's project, something notch.
Ashwood Notch.
And Olson took that over?
He has not, no.
Oh. So what are the implications of Pete puts in this stormwater, and then we get another development, they gotta do something with their stormwater. Do they get to tie into Pete's, what he's put in?
When they develop the preliminary plots for that, they extended a storm sewer that goes from right about here across to 10th and collects stormwater on 10th. They extended that on out into their property, and that will be used to, or was the plan at that time to use that to connect to it. And so my assumption is they will continue to use that pipe that's already stubbed to their property, because that's what they paid for it to be put in. And that actually drains stormwater farther to the north and down Scootney. And it takes water all the way down Scootney and wherever it goes from there. The existing drainage systems.
And the surface water?
Surface water collects in a piping system and drains underground.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it collects the stormwater runoff from that area and actually takes it across Temp, I believe, to this. I believe to this street, up to Scootney, and back down to Scootney.
Okay.
To the west.
Okay.
So Ashwood Notch, my memory serves me right, is all designed to flow through that system and not connect to this one. And that's basically the way the system's laid out at the present time. I would expect that eventually this stormwater will be extended across here and serve this lower portion as Columbia goes on through.
Okay.
Now, when we're doing this, you're adding the pipe, are we gonna basically eliminate the retention pond?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, absolutely.
Because that's a good mosquito area.
Yeah. It was a temporary measure to put that in.
Okay. My understanding is when we come out of here and get rid of that retention pond, bring it down to Columbia, and then that goes across and goes near the overpass, and it bypasses Scootney. In other words, that water does not run down Scootney, tying into those other two systems that we've got a problem with on First and Broadway. By doing this and coming down to Columbia, well, then that takes that water and reverts it right straight into the holding pond down there. retention pond.
That's correct. There's an existing pipe that goes down here along 26 and goes all the way to the stormwater ponds on the other side of the railroad. And this will connect to that and bypass the Schuylkill stormwater system.
Any more questions?
I have one for AIM. And what fund does this come out of? General, or is there a...
No, the sewer fund.
Sewer?
The stormwater fund.
We have a stormwater fund?
Which is part of the sewer fund.
Oh, okay.
So do I hear a motion to direct the mayor to proceed with the latecomer ordinance?
I so move.
Second.
Gina seconded? Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Proclamation or any of that? Ooh, golly. Okay. Thanks. Okay, proclamation. Whereas September, is that your mouse? Okay. Get mixed up with mine. Whereas September 2010 marks the 223rd anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional... Oops, get out of there. Stall later. Delete. Remind me later. Sorry, I just had a box climb up on me. Okay, let's try to start over again. Whereas September 17th, 2010 marks the 223rd anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention, and whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and to the patriotic celebration which will commemorate the occasion, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17th through the 23rd as Constitutional Week. Now, therefore, I, Tim Wilson, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of the city of Othello, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through the 23rd, Constitutional Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideas of the framers that the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties, remembering that lost rights may never be regained. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the city to be affixed to this 13th day of September, to the year of our Lord, 2010. Thank you. What's next? Yeah, what's up next?
That's it.
Okay, unfinished business. We have any unfinished business? New business? Go ahead, Mark.
It's still early. This is going to seem like pick on AC/DC night, but I'm curious, and Mr. Whitaker, this would probably be directed to you, why Mr. Garcia oversees the use of the softball field and has to leave the meeting when we vote on that. But we have two council members that serve on the AC/DC committee and are responsible for the use of those funds we give them. How come they get to sit in on the council and vote on that decision?
Because Mr. Garcia may have made money from the softball tournament.
You didn't know.
Or lost money. But anyway, he had a pecuniary interest in the tournament.
It's called donating.
They don't have a pecuniary interest in the...
Even though they're responsible for how the funds are spent,
that's not a pecuniary interest. It means I live with you, you support me, you pay my bills, you can't vote on hiring me. But you got to have a pecuniary interest in Washington to be disqualified.
Well, I guess you told me.
Well, I'm just letting you know that's what the rule is. Under 4220, that's the rule.
In other words, if they get paid, why then that?
No, they'd have to be paid by AC/DC.
Yeah, that's
they'd
what
have
I'm
to have
about.
Some source of income
yeah.
from being on that board or employed in that position, which would maybe disqualify them, because if a condition of being on the board is being a council member, then you can't disqualify them if it's a requirement of the position they go to that they, like they might get mileage for ACDC. That doesn't disqualify them. But they need to be employed, essentially, by that. The last time I had this come up, we had a council person, an adult child, was going to get hired by the city, and somebody asked the question, got to this point of, yeah, we're going to approve that new position in public works, and Ed, does your boy still at home? Yeah, well, Ed, are you going to step down from the council then if we hire him? Because you would be beneficially, potentially interested in his employment by the city. So we didn't hire him in public works.
Just for the record, Councilmember Spohr, Councilmember Kaler came in and asked that very question today.
Well, it pertains to, I mean, even a pet rescue, if somebody was on the pet rescue board and we give them money, you know, should they abstain from the vote? It was just more administrative thing.
Yeah, that's a personal kind of choice thing. I mean, they have no reason to argue. You have to have a financial benefit, like own more than 5% of the stock of a company that's related to a bid or something like that.
See, I might be the worst example where I'm on the volunteer fire department. They actually reimburse me per call, but I'm making...
You know what? You're not, because the city doesn't have volunteers.
Interesting.
And we went through that about 4 years ago when we looked at that.
So I'm a county... Mm-hmm.
You are a county employee or volunteer or some hybrid thereof.
Thank you for clearing that up.
You know, if we're going to use that real potentially, at some meetings, most of these council members would have to leave because all these council members on this council are very involved in the community, and we belong to a lot of different boards, especially the ones that use our 2% monies for the hotel motel tax. So,
You're right. Any other new business? Okay, mayor's announcements. The City of Othello audit begins Monday, September 20th. They plan to complete the financial audit and then come back to complete the accountability audit around the second week of October. And also I'd like to review the budget committees. Everybody had a chance. I know you didn't receive it till you got here, so this is not in stone. If you want to take a look at that. The first meeting is October 5th at noon. Ken Johnson, Ken Kaler, and Dan Deaver. As far as you know, is there any problems?
No.
Okay. The second meeting for the street fund is October 6th at noon. That's Charles Garcia, Mark Snyder, and Gina Doro. As far as you know, is there any problems? Okay. Solid waste is October 8th at noon. Mark Spohr, Mark Snyder, and Ken Kaler. No problems, as far as you know anyway. Remember, if you have to, we can make changes and stuff, especially if you'd like to be on a different committee or something. Get a hold of the city. Get a hold of Debbie or something, and we can work this out. Law enforcement, October 12th at noon. Ken Johnson, Mark Snyder, and Dan Deaver. Okay. Okay, Parks and Rec, October 18th at noon. Charles Garcia, Mark Spohr, and Gina Doro. What's that? Mark was moved up to law enforcement because he's involved in the county-wide law enforcement deal. No. Yeah. Is that going to work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sewer and Water, October 13th, Gina Doro, Dan Deaver, and Ken Kaler. No problems there? Okay. General Government, Ken Johnson, Ken Kaler, and Charles Garcia, October 19th. Code Enforcement, Mark Snyder and Mark Spohr, October 21st. Okay, like I said, if there's some problems, just get a hold of Debbie and stuff and we'll get her worked out. I'll get a hold of Eamon then, okay. We'll get it all worked out and we'll go from there. Other than that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, awesome.